In this era of school choice, competition for students is keener than ever, and traditional public schools are well aware of that rivalry. WHYY education reporter Avi Wolfman-Aaron takes us to a school in Northeast Philadelphia as it tries to woo new parents.
Robert Caricelli isn't a button-up type of guy. The principal at Fox Chase Elementary School in Northeast Philadelphia only wears a tie to work twice a year.
The first time you'll see me in a tie is today, and the next time you'll see me is when your child graduates in 6 years.
Today is the school's kindergarten open house, a chance for Caricelli to market his school to families in the neighborhood.
That's a great word, marketing. That's exactly what my goal was when I came here.
Caricelli has bought in an agriculture program, a piano lab, anything to find a niche. And district-wide in Philly, there's a push to improve kindergarten open houses and help schools do a better job selling themselves.
I'm not a salesperson, although I feel like a salesperson and a politician.
And like a politician, Caricelli begins with a stump speech. He talks about the school's special touches, and he talks about the competition. Fox Chase doesn't have a ton of charter schools, but there is a Catholic school right across the street. And so Caricelli has introduced a virtue of the month, something he highlights to the families.
So, do we teach religion? No, but we do teach a little bit more than the, you know, A's and B's and, you know, one and two.
There are schools in Philly where families are squeezing to get in the door. Others struggle just to stay afloat. Fox Chase is somewhere in the middle. Attendance is stable, but Caricelli wants parents to want Fox Chase, not just settle for it because it's a public school. He thinks if parents covet Fox Chase, the school will soar.
Hey, this is our cafeteria. This is where your children will eat lunch.
The open house ends with a tour of the school. There weren't a lot of frills or fireworks, but Caricelli has made his pitch. When registration ends in May, he'll know how many families have bought it. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.